Fraser said that his high school band was more successful
financially
than any other project he's been in since.
Including this one.
The members of Milagres may not be in the same tax bracket as, say, the members of fellow Brooklyn band TV on the Radio, or apparently Fraser's high school band, but they have made a career out of music, so that's a pretty good start. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The official bio for the Brooklyn band Milagres makes reference to colorful parachutes, waterfalls, and bird's nests. It doesn't offer much in the way of hard facts, but it does give you an idea of the imagination held within the songs on their new record, Glowing Mouth. The combination of electronic sounds and whirling melodies paired with frontman Kyle Wilson's falsetto has an entrancing effect. In fact, according to Portia Sabin, head of Kilt Rock Stars, she was so intrigued after hearing Glowing Mouth that she signed the band to the label Sight Unseen. The risk paid off, though, because when she finally did see them perform, she thought they were even better live than on the record. When Milagres visited WFUV's Studio A, they talked to the alternate side's Alisa Ali about the difference between the live songs versus the recorded versions.
I would say like the live versions are similar, but not always the same as the recorded versions.
Like what has changed on particular songs?
I think maybe there's like a little bit more something visceral about the live performance, you know, that it's always hard to capture in the studio.
Right.
Yeah, I think in the case of this album, a lot of the songs had to be redesigned to work well live.
Yeah, I've heard you guys, you got a really nice compliment from a journalist who said that although you are a relatively young band, you perform live as though you've been stadium rockers for a while, or arena rockers.
That could be a really bad thing, though, too. It's like when you see a band playing for nobody, but they're acting like they're in front of a million people. Like, that's a little, like...
Well, that probably has something to do with all the bad pyrotechnics that you bring with
right,
you.
Right.
On
Steve
stage.
Does have a fog machine.
Oh, really?
We've never used it, but...
I wish you would have brought it into the studio today.
It would have probably been really foggy.
Okay.
Well, hopefully that journalist was talking about confidence and not overconfident.
Back in the day before, you know, before people learned how to play guitar, like on YouTube or whatever.
Oh, that's how they do it these days.
You had like a guy with a mustache who was like your guitar teacher, and he like taught you Eric Clapton songs whether you wanted to learn them or not. You know what I mean?
So, can you bust out Layla for me? Yeah! Oh, man. Eric, you got me on my knees. That was very good. But Kyle, do you still remember your Clapton tunes? Clapton is God, FYI.
I think that was like the first song I ever learned how to play on guitar. And I don't really know how to play it right either.
Do you ever ever steal any Clapton and integrate it into your music?
Well, T.S. Eliot said that good writers steal, so. I mean, you will find so much Eric Clapton in our music, it's not even funny.
That was about to be really pretentious before it got really funny.
Thank you.
live music from the band Malagres and the song Halfway. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer, Aaron Wilson, and Dan Hodd, and to Elisa Ali, who produced today's Take 5.